Blog Talk Radio.
evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in. I know one thing. Here in Chicago, it is a winter wonderland. Oh, my good. Oh, my goodness. It's good to look out the window at it, but I don't want to be outside in it. I thank you all for tuning in on tonight, taking the time out of your busy schedules to join in with us on this Monday night, February the 15th, 2021, Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, Radio Ministry, Blog Talk, World Wide Web. This is going out over the World Wide Web. So I know you all know what that means, www. I'm just excited about the word coming on tonight from our awesome minister, Margo McCoy. I just want to say I hope you are ready to be blessed. I hope you are ready to hear from this woman of God. I hope you have your pens, your pencils, your papers, your markers, your crayons, whatever you need, your iPods, your recording art of devices, whatever you need. I hope you have that to hear this woman of God. But I'm going to ask you to do us a favor. If you're not speaking, please mute your phones. And at the end of the program, when we ask for comments, you can unmute your phones. Give us your name and let us know who you are and where you're calling from so that we would know who we're reaching out to, because I just told you this is a worldwide web ministry, and we just want to know where God's word is reaching and who the woman of God will be teaching on tonight. So please mute your phones to make sure that we don't miss a word that's going to come out of her mouth on tonight. I'm going to take this time right now to check to see if the woman of God is on the line, and then we're going to go on with our program from there with prayer, and then we'll be having the word brought to you. Minister Margo, are you on the line?
Yes, I certainly am. Minister Sylvia, thank God I'm here in the winter wonderland and just believing God that he will lead and guide as we go on tonight.
Yes. Okay, now that everyone knows that the woman of God is here, I know you're excited because I'm excited. I'm ready to hear what God has to say to the body of Christ so that I can apply it to and on my life. I hope you heard what I said, to and on, because the word of God is so powerful. He said that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand forever. So I want you all to know that's what we're working with, the word of God. Let's get started with prayer. Come on and join me in prayer as you all sit back and relax to get ready to get your praise on and give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, we come to you on tonight asking you, first and foremost, for forgiveness, God, for we know that your mercies are new every morning, God, but we know that we have to come to you daily to ask you for forgiveness, because it may be something we said, maybe a conversation we heard, maybe something we had itching ears to listen in on, maybe something we shared with somebody. But God, we're asking you to forgive us for everything that we've done that did not give you the glory, did not give you the honor, and it sure did not give you the praise. God, we ask you to just get in our lives. God, teach us how to put our families on the altar. God, teach us how to ask you for forgiveness on your altar for ourselves. Teach us how to forgive ourselves, God. Teach us how to change our wishes, O Lord. Teach us how to change our desires, O Lord. Teach us how to use our finances to build your kingdom, to help out your people, to do what you said for us to do, God, financially, to do what you said for us to do, God, spiritually, to do what you said for us to do, God. God, teach us how to just put our bodies on the altar for you to use, O Lord. Teach us how to give your powerful, just give your powerful spirit the opening to our minds, O God. Let your spirit dwell in our house, O God. God, teach us how to give our ears to you to hear what your spirit is saying to us at all times, God. Teach us how to look at things the way you say see them. Teach us how to look at things the way you said that we should want to see them. Teach us how to get in your word and just stay on your word, meditate on your word day and night, oh, Father God. Teach us, oh, Lord. Father, we ask you to just cover our household, cover our jobs, cover us right now in this winter season, God. We just ask you right now to keep us close to you, oh, God. Keep us in your loving arms, oh, God. God, we ask you to just cover America with everything that she's going through right now, God. We know that you said that you would bring America back to you, God, because this country was built on, and God, we trust. And in God, we trust. We're keeping that on our foreheads. We're keeping that on our foreheads, and we're keeping that coming out of our mouth. For this country was built on, and God, we trust. God, we choose this day to serve you and serve you abundantly with all that we could even ask or think, with all that we have in us, oh, God. God, we just ask you right now to let us be your people, God, because we know that you are our God. God, we just ask you to just teach us how to surrender to you daily. Teach us how to come to the altar, grab a horn to the horns on the altar, and just stay there till we hear from you, oh, God. Don't be so quick to move. Don't be so quick to say, I heard something, but I didn't. Don't be so quick to say, I think he said this. Let us stay there till we know for sure we heard what you said. God, with these things, I pray in your son Jesus' name, it is so and so it is. Amen. So for those of you that know her, for those of you that I need to present to you about her, for those of you that want to know her, here is our very own Minister Margo McCord, which will be bringing the Word of God forth. So sit back, open up your Bibles, get your pen and paper ready for key notes, and be blessed on tonight, for this woman of God is bringing forth a transparent ministry. It's in your hands, Minister Margo.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Minister Sylvia. I appreciate that prayer. And I would just like to start this evening with a short praise that I feel clearly relates to the topic that I'll be teaching on tonight. I ask you guys to pray for me and with me. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship thee. Ask me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. Please restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. Please restore the joy of salvation so that I may may worship thee. Please create in me a clean heart and purify me, create in me a clean heart so that I may worship thee. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, I ask. Be with me tonight. To speak to me. To help me to be a worthy vessel tonight. To deliver what you've given me to your people. Let it plant a seed and grow and be multiplied. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. During this past week, as I prayed and opened my heart to the Lord, several topics presented as possible lessons to develop for tonight's broadcast. I thought about this, the decision to love, especially with the celebration yesterday of Valentine's Day, the importance of family relationships and commitment seemed appropriate during this time of forced confinement and limited interaction with others. Then it occurred to me that this month has a personal distinction and importance to me. And I'm not talking about Black History Month. I realized this month marks exactly one calendar year since I began bringing a monthly message as part of Smile 3E Ministries. I'd like to take a moment to thank Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser for putting their trust and faith in the God in me to keep my word and be committed to my assignment. Much has transpired in a year's time, but among the most significant is my constant spiritual growth and strengthened personal relationship with Jesus Christ, my Savior. My guidance and adherence to the Holy Spirit and my worship and reverence, Father and Sovereign King. I also wish to thank those of you who have been with me and supported me during this journey. To my family, friends, and prayer warriors who have prayed with me and for me when I reached out and even when I did not. Thank you for your words of encouragement and support. Your prayers and kindness have made this journey possible. This assignment has not been easy. To be honest, it has been one of the most challenging things I have ever done. And in January 2020, listening to my colleagues in this endeavor that are part of this ministry, I nearly backed away. Dr. Serena Wright, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, Pastor and Servant Troy Thomas, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Prophet Antoine Thomas. These are mighty, anointed, seasoned servants of God, and I felt really inadequate for the task. However, I realized God was tired of me sitting back in the background, doing the minimum, not pushing myself, being satisfied with the status quo. My Father God knew I had work that I needed to do in order to truly represent Him. I needed to take a closer look and a hard introspective look at myself, and I needed to take the Holy Spirit along to help me to do an honest inspection of my inner life. God wanted me, as he desires for each of his children, to look closely at my heart, at my thoughts, my words, and my actions. He wants each of us to look closely at our hearts, our words, and our actions, not just what we show to others. Our Father wants us to look at that inner man, that part of ourselves we don't really want to reveal. God desires that we face who we truly are and bring our brokenness, our wounds, and especially our fears to him. Change only comes when we are able to acknowledge there is a need. Even if we think we're broken, we have to remember God uses broken things and broken people to accomplish his will. During this past year, trials and tribulations have at times made me feel depleted and in a dark, broken place. But God found me there. And he brought healing. And he brought deliverance. Psalm 38:18 states, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." When we can admit we are broken, and we are open and more willing to listen to God, he can help us, can use our honesty to help us deal with our character flaws and allow him to help us have victory. This reminds me of in the New Testament when Peter had denied Christ 3 times. And in Luke 22, it states in the 62nd verse, "And he," that's Peter, "he went out and wept bitterly. We grieved and distressed." He was distressed, and his sorrow, he realized his flaws. He was convicted and broken in spirit. Peter's brokenness led to true repentance, and God was able to use him greatly. Let's consider the words from the psalm I sang earlier. David wrote this only after he admitted his sin with Bathsheba, came to terms with his actions. Psalm 51:6, David states, "Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part of my heart, you will make me to know wisdom." Our Father wants us to know ourselves as he knows us. He desires that we are clean and totally upright before him. And that doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. But I believe it means we start every day with a clean slate, with new mercies. And our personal assignment is to strive to honor God all day long and to remember his presence is always with us and we are his vessels to be utilized by him. Even in our brokenness, we are to do his will. Continuing in Psalm 51, the 17th verse states, "My only sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, broken with sorrow for sin, thoroughly penitent. Such, O God, you will not despise." God loves us, saints. He cares for us. And he wants to use us. Glory. Now, there are two areas that I personally struggle with. And those are in the area of judgment and compassion. And to be honest, I have always been very opinionated. Those of you who know me know this. This is a constant area I need God to help me in. Taking this assignment and realizing everything I say and the way I present it is being weighed by others. This has really helped me greatly in this area of judgment. Still need much prayer. I'm serious. I need you to pray for me. But I have learned that I must be firmly settled in knowing, being myself, being me, at presenting my lessons, using the skills and the methods God blessed me with is exactly what God expects from me. Now, I listen to others pray, preach, and exhort with a different perspective, praying with and for them and not analyzing their delivery, but accepting a word for me from the Lord. Area of compassion. A close friend brought me to task on that this weekend. I was making light of a predicament a young woman of color found herself in. I'm sure you've all heard about it. And due to a very poor decision she had made. And though I haven't shown much of my sense of humor in this form, I love a good laugh. My friend, however, made me realize I was really being insensitive and lacked compassion for this young woman's plight. My friend stated, doesn't matter how she got to that point. What matters is that she needed help and someone helped her. Later, as I thought about our conversation, I was convicted by my total lack of compassion. I thought about how our loving Heavenly Father does not ask us, how did you get yourself in such a mess? No, in Isaiah 1:20, he says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. White as this beautiful snow that's all around us. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God can do that. He can do that. He's a miracle worker. He can do that. He can change things. Did you make, God doesn't say to us, why did you make that choice? Why didn't you ask me what to do? No, he says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Our loving Savior does not ask how many times will you make the same mistake? How many times? How many times? Oh, God. Our Father doesn't do that. Thank you, God. Thank you for not holding our mistakes over our heads. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Because He's merciful. He's loving. He's kind. He's generous. He's everything we need. He's loving and merciful. Despite our many missteps and mistakes, the psalmist states 130, verse 3.
If you, Lord, kept a record of sin, Lord, who could stand? Who could stand under that scrutiny? But he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it. We can praise him for his mercy and everlasting grace. We must be so careful, so very careful when we judge others and we make accusations and we say, we just don't get it. I don't get it. Thank God it's not up to us to get it. It's not up to us. Thank God. Thank him. It's not up to me. Thank I hold fast to the word and I hide it in my heart. Thank his word needs to be in us. Not just on our lips, it needs to be in us, in our hearts, in our actions, in our walk, in everything we do. His word is there for us. It's there for us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Jesus. This final verse, I'd like to leave with you, saints. And I vow personally to do my best to keep it each day with the help of the Holy Spirit to live it and to walk in it. And in love, Luke 6:37, the New International Version says, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. I'd like to read one last version of that. And it's a reference that I don't normally look at. But I found it really compelling and down to earth. And it's the Message version of Luke 6:37. It reads, don't pick on people. Don't jump on their failures and criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Don't condemn those who are down. That hardness can boomerang. Be easy on people. You'll find life a lot easier. Give away your life, and you will find life given back, but not merely given back, given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. So praise God. I praise him. A year in the ministry. A year of spiritual growth and maturity. A year of being on the other side of yes. Hallelujah. On the other side of yes. And I know God requires more of me. So please pray. I continue to press forward in the Lord to immerse myself in prayer and in the study of his word. And as my assignment continues, please pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you. I want to thank each of you for spending this time with me, for listening to what God has given me. Be blessed, saints. Be blessed. God loves us with all of our brokenness. I release the program back into your hands, Minister Sylvia. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
To just know that we just heard on tonight that God will use us even in our brokenness. That everything we go through, it's for a purpose, it's for a reason. I thank God for Minister Margo accepting the call that God has placed on her. I thank God for her not running from it, but running to it. And just saying that God has kept her through all of it, everything that could go wrong, as they say in the world, they say Murphy's Law. Everything that could go wrong seemed like it has been wrong, going wrong, but she still held on to God's calling. She didn't say, well, God, sis, I took on this, you let this happen and you let that happen. But she realized she had to be doing something right. She had to be walking in God's favor for something to just start to come upon her that hadn't been there before. I thank God for her saying, I'm going to be transparent, because if you don't share your testimony, other people won't know that others have passed their test. And I thank God for her. I'm going to take a break, because I will keep going on and on and on. Because a lot of y'all have to get it in your head. Some people say, well, I got to clean myself. You can't clean yourself up. God has to do it.
Amen.
God has to do it. All you have to do is be willing and obedient. He'll take the rest. Just give God a chance. Give him a chance. He wrote a note to you. He was the first one that wrote that note. You know how you was in school, the notes say, would you be my girlfriend, yes or no, or maybe so? Jesus wrote that note to you before that first that says, I love you. Will you love me back? Choose ye this day, yes or no. He won't take no maybe so. He said hot or cold. Hot or cold. So I'm going to open, let you know the lines are open. Please tell us who you are, where you call us from, and let us know what you got out of tonight's lesson that Minister Margo had brought forth. Go ahead.
Praise God. My name is Sister Carmen, and I'm calling from suburbs of Chicago, South Suburb. And I thank God for how God, as we go higher and higher and deeper in God, that when we do things, say things, and God convicts us, that we're able to come around immediately and restore and realize that mercy that God gives me every morning, why can I not give mercy to others?
Amen.
Why can I not stand in a gap with compassion and love? My son right now is in a situation with a young man, and they're going to court this Thursday, the 18th. Both of them were in the wrong, but my prayer has been that God save that man just as he would save my son.
Amen.
That God would have mercy on that man just as he would have mercy on my son. Because there are two fathers, African-American young men, and I want God to save them, fill them with love and peace and joy and happiness. And I want the judge to throw this thing out and have mercy on them both. And from this situation, when you are a representative of Christ, it does not stop with my four no more.
Amen.
It has to go beyond, you know. I know my son. When he told me what happened, I said, you was wrong. He was wrong. But my prayer is that both of you become saved and have love in your heart, that you won't be attacking and fighting each other and grown men doing it in the midst of children. You know, so I think as Christians, we have got to open up our hearts to a place where it's just not my four and no more. It's got to be the whole wide world, just as Jesus died for the sins of the whole wide world.
Amen. Amen.
So I just thank God for, you know, hearing your transparency and you knowing that God has a bigger plan for you. He has a bigger assignment for you. And if we don't, we can't move to our bigger assignments if we allow the enemy to keep us in those small mindsets of,
amen,
you know. When we, you know, there is no limitations on in what God will do for us, with us, through us, but he wants us to be in that right place. And
amen,
the more we draw nigh unto him, he said he'll draw nigh unto us. So you're moving in the right direction, Minister Margot. You're moving in the right direction, and God is using you, and he's seeing. And like I say, my life, when I know that I know that God is moving in my heart, is when I'm able to examine myself and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Help me. Help
amen
me. So God bless you. And I love you.
We love you too. Sister,
thank you so much.
Amen.
Is there anyone else?
Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was having a problem with this phone. This is Carnita, and I'm in Las Vegas. And I've been listening to Minister Margot for a year. I believe you said this was an anniversary, a one-year anniversary for you. And
yes,
I want to say that I am so thankful for your ministry and that I also, too, love you. And one thing stuck with me, or several things this evening stuck with me, Psalm 51, a clean slate with new mercies every morning. The one thing that our Father appreciates, or let me rephrase that, trials play a role in the growth of Christian faith. Faith that remains true in the face of suffering is more valuable to our Father than anything else. So when you say a broken and a contrite heart, this is what is needed for that faith to grow. And through that faith comes the wisdom and the understanding. One part of that psalm, I believe it's 13, verse 13, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. This, I think, is what your calling is for. And through all of this entire year and the suffering that you've gone through and the prayers that you've put up to our Father, he has heard you and he is molding you still. And your spiritual growth has been phenomenal. Spiritual growth is identified by the fruit of the Spirit that become increasingly evident. And it has become evident to me that the Father is guiding you in a direction. And I just want to say you need to stay with it. Keep on the path. It doesn't matter who's tugging at you, because put on the armor of God. And we know about the armor of God. So when somebody's trying to pull you left and you know God is on the right, this is where you stay, because you've armored. you've armed yourself.
Amen.
So even though, you get these voices and you get these feelings and they tell you, no, you can't go on with this and I don't feel like it and not today, please, just remember, there is nothing any mightier than God, and he's on your side. There's also 2 Peter, I was trying to recall, but at any rate, his divine power has granted us all things that could pertain to life and godliness. So I just encourage you to stay. Stick with this. because this is where you belong. This is where he has called you to be. And I truly appreciate it. I appreciate the ministers, Sylvia and Cecilia, for starting this blog as well. This will bring salvation. Salvation, peace, joy to a lot of people. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hello.
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 My name is Felicia Perkins, and I'm calling from Richland Park, Illinois, and kind of wanted to say about three different things. The first thing I want to say is that such a blessing, Margot, your message, Minister Margot, your message was such a blessing. And I received it, and just a blessing. And I wanted, you know, I had a little song, and I think I sung it a couple, I don't know, maybe a week ago. But it's to you, Margot. It says, in the song, it says that God will do a new thing in you.
Mm-hmm.
But he is doing a new thing in you, Margot. He's doing a new thing in you. Whatever you ask for, whatever you pray for, nothing shall be denied, said the Lord. So I just wanted to give that to you because I believe the Lord spoke that into my heart for me to give it to you.
Thank God.
I also, I've been wanting to just talk about this ministry. This ministry is such a blessing. And I thank God for the platform that you have. And when I say platform, I'm talking about where you open it up so that we can speak, you know, wisdom and encouragement into Minister Margot. And, you know, I sit back. It's so relaxed. It's so anointing. You know, your ministry, when you speak and you speak in love. And it's just a blessing. And I could see how Margot will continue to go forth because she has just such an awesome platform to do it on. Anointed women, men. You know, I love this ministry. In your heart. Your hearts for the Lord and his word and the things of the Lord. It's just so, it's so important.
Wow. We love you, Felicia. Thank you so much. Thank you for your word.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a new thing in you. Wow. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anyone else that would like to have words at this time?
Well, yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is Mama Tony. I was just calling in to from Garland, Texas, and from the frozen tundra, it seems like. But thankful to the Lord for my sis. Is watching her in this last year embrace her calling. I thank the Lord for our cousins who have heard from the Lord and responded in setting up this ministry. And everybody has said what I desire to say, so it doesn't need to be repeated. I just know that God has a plan, and in his plan, as he prepares our hearts, he has to take those things out. That is that song y'all know we used to sing. Take it out, Lord, and you know, if you find anything that it shouldn't be, take it out, Lord, and strengthen me. I want to be right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Amen.
And to see and watch Margot as the Lord has matured her over this year to step into that place of ministry has been just amazing. And so I'm thankful to her for being obedient.
Amen.
Because what God will do on the other side of yes, I always say it's what will God do on the other side of obedience.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Better than sacrifice.
Man.
And so we just want to just encourage Margot just to keep on, keeping on, doing what the Lord is calling her to do, taking all of her gifts and talents that he has given her, and then to put them on the altar and watch him do the work that he has desired to do through her. So thank you so much. Thank you, Cecilia and Renee. Thank y'all so much for being obedient. And we are just going to continue. So this is our anniversary, too. We get to say it's been a year for us to come alongside, and we are thankful for the opportunity. Praise God. And for tonight, I don't want to forget about what you said tonight, and I think there was just so much. It was so rich that her uniqueness of delivering her walk in a transparent way just helps us realize that without compassion and without love, we are really not doing God's work. So thank you, Mike.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Thank you. Mother Tony, I can't.
That's the way anyone else is dark. Speak.
That's the way big sisters are. They're our mothers. And
Amen.
We love them for that.
We love all you guys. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome, Doc.
Is there anyone else that want to speak?
My name is Catherine Seabury. My little niece, Margot, I love her dearly. Mother, you did a beautiful job tonight. And I love your song. God, give me a clean heart. That touched my heart. I want him to give me a clean heart. I also enjoy you telling us in the book of Luke, 6th chapter, 37th verse, judge ye not, and you will not be judged. Margo, you need to work with the Lord, and you're doing a beautiful job. Thank you very much, honey. I love you.
Thank you, Aunt Catherine. Aunt Catherine, 9 years young. Look at talking about bonus years.
Amen. Thank you, Aunt Catherine.
Amen.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on tonight?
Yes. My name is Karen Porter. I am from Rockford, Illinois, and I just really want to say, Margot, you are just, as everyone has said, you are really doing the work that you are supposed to be doing, and I thank you for your word tonight about judging and why we shouldn't judge, and showing compassion, and just reminding us of its importance. Sometimes we don't think we're judging, we're just talking about a situation. And really, we know we judge and whatever we see, but we thank God that he gives us compassion. And I'm gonna just give you a brief example in my own life. I was doing something that needed to be taken care of today for a family. And, you know, some of the things that went on about it, I did have some judgmental thoughts about it. But you know what? Because God loves me so much, and because people like you put pray for me, I did what I was supposed to do and serve God, because that's what my assignment is. Yeah. And when I got to this place, one of the first things that happens is a young man came to my car and got some food, and he says, "Hi, Miss Portis, I'm so-and-so's son, and I'm just so glad to see you." And I thought, Lord, thank you that my compassion kicked in when it was supposed to, because that let me know right there with that baby, just saying those mere words to me, all that other junk I had done beforehand in my thoughts, I'd have missed that blessing of that baby boy saying just he was glad to see me and thank me for helping his family out. So it just reminded me, what if I'd have stayed with the junk and the judge? That was not what this day was about. The day was supposed to be about helping someone. Thank you for just reminding me, your sister. Let them junky thoughts go. and do what you know you're supposed to do. And sometimes, you know, we think, oh, this is how I rationalize. Well, I wasn't really complaining about it. I was just saying it. No, let that go and be about your father's business. So you stay encouraging. Continue to remind us to get our thinking right, girlfriend. I love you so very much. I love you.
Thank God, Karen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else?
The last thing that I wanted to just impress upon Minister Margot, spiritual growth is a lifelong process, and it depends on your study and the application of God's word. And you've got a good start. A great start, actually. You're growing spiritually, you study, and you're applying. So keep up the good work. That's all. And I'll keep listening. Keep talking. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
This is Cecilia by way of the DMV and Louis area. Just wanted to say to you, Minister Margot, keep obeying God. Just keep obeying God. That's all I have.
Is there anyone else? We thank you, Apostle Elect, for those words. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time? Minister Margot?
Could you pray us out, Minister Renee?
Yes, I can. I want to say this to you all. If you all are listening on tonight, we have people from the South Suburbs, Las Vegas, Richland Park, Garland, Texas, the South Side of Chicago, Rockford, and we have the DMV, Washington, D.C. area. When I told you this was a worldwide ministry, that is exactly what God is doing, getting his word out to all ends of the earth. And with that being said, please keep the woman of God in your prayers, because she asked us on tonight to keep praying for her and keep encouraging her. And with that being said, I want to give you all some information about this ministry before we pray and end our service.
on the third Friday of this month, it will be myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, on Smile3E Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, with also Facebook Live. That will be this Friday the 19th. Come the third Sunday, which was the 21st, will be our very own apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, yes, Lord, as well as Sheila Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser. That will be at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I'm sorry, I got to go back to Friday night. I didn't give the time. That's 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on this Monday, the 22nd, will be our fourth Monday. It will be myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, as well as Mother Toni Montgomery. And I will be getting in touch with Mother Montgomery to see if we're going to continue our conversation on family, marriage, and so forth. But with that being said, I want you all to know that this ministry is just that, a ministry that God has built. Our foundational scripture that we stand on, live on, and our motto is Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And I hope you all tune in to this ministry on Sundays, Mondays, and Fridays. We have different ministers. So with that being said, let's pray right now. Father God, we just thank you for what was said on tonight. We ask you to bless each and every listener that listened in on tonight. We ask you to bless Apostle-elect Cecilia, Kim. We ask you to bless Aunt Catherine, Toni, Felicia, Carmita. And God, we ask you to bless Carmen. We ask you to go into the courts and go wherever needed to send mercy to her sons, oh God, and his friends. But God, you said that there's nothing too hard for you, oh Lord, that we have not because we ask not. God, we know you're able to do it. And if you don't, God, we know you're still able. God, we just want you to get the glory out of everything that comes to pass. God, we just say, have your way concerning us, concerning this ministry, and concerning Carmen, her son, and his friends. In Jesus' name, we pray these things, and in his son's name, it is so. Good night, everyone, and thank you all for listening. Good night.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
God bless everyone.
Good night. God bless.